Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Podcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to give you a tremendous truth for the day. This is one I share often with people in counsel. It is a recipe from the Bible about right thinking. There's an old saying, you are what you eat. I'd like to change that a little bit. I believe for the time being, at least, in our world, especially today, I believe you are what you think. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God knows that what we think turns us into what we are. God knows, because we're sinners, that our minds are damaged and tainted and influenced and limited by sin. And if we, like the lost world, let our mind go, it will cause us to sin and become exceeding sinful. God knew our minds. He made them. God also gives us a recipe here in Philippians 4:8 to how we can have right thinking, not necessarily wrong thinking. Let me give you the 6 ingredients very quickly here. God says whatsoever things are true. So we must have truth. True means worthy of credit, credibility, or the gospel, the Bible. We're not to think on things in the speculative. The news in general is not truth. It's propaganda. It's opinion. Hollywood is not about the truth. So we ought not spend much of our time thinking about it. Video games are not truth. We shouldn't be spending such quantities of time in non-truth. I'm going to say this very carefully. I personally do not read fiction books. I read mostly biographies and autobiographies and things like that. You say, why? Because I must fill my mind with truth, not with non-truth. Gossip is not truth on which we should think. We need to think on the truths of the Bible. We need to think on the blessings of God in our life, not the speculation of the news media. Number 2, things that are honest. Honesty. Honest means serious, grave, dignified, full of honor or respect. This is what Genesis 4:5. God did not have respect for Cain because of him telling God he had to accept what Cain did instead of what God wanted. Cain did bring something to God, probably even the best he had. But Cain had not obeyed God, and his best was not good enough. God wanted obedience more than sacrifice, 1 Samuel 15:22. We should think of the truths in the Bible to obey, not our hurt feelings. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Oh, the meditation, the thinking. Psalm 119:97, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation, my thinking all the day. God wants us thinking, or to be serious about our thinking on truth, not playing games, not Hollywood, not the next dollar that we're going to make. Number 3, we're supposed to be thinking on things that are just, justice, equitable, fair, righteous. this may not mean that we're thinking on things if there's no evidence. This is only thinking on the facts without emotion. This is making sure everyone is treated the same or has the same opportunity. We have a handbook here at our wedding that we, or at our church that we pass out for weddings. That way, nobody can say that somebody was treated differently, that everything's the same. When my daughter got married here, she asked for a couple things that our wedding handbook said we could not do. Guess what? We did not do them. Well, that was your daughter, preacher. Doesn't matter. It wasn't in the handbook said not do it, so we're not doing it. If I can't give everyone the same opportunity, I'm not going to do it. That means not thinking on past guilt or present accusation. Number four, things that are pure. Pure means abstinence, chaste, modest, innocent, blameless. We need to be morally clean thinkers. We need to be careful not to see things in a physical or a sexually explicit way. Advertisements and video games and Hollywood and Marvel comics with their skin-tight costumes. We ought not be thinking on these things. We ought to be thinking about our spouse, not somebody else's. Let's have pure thoughts. Let's have right thoughts. Number five, we're to live, think on things that are lovely. That means friendly, amicable, grateful, acceptable. You know, there is no such thing as constructive criticism. The world calls it critical thinking, but it's dangerous. Quit looking for the bad and the faulty in everything. How about we start looking for the lovely in everything? God wants us to think about being friendly, not about having friends. Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Friendship is given and is happy in giving. It doesn't need to be returned in order to be happy. I enjoy being a friend to my enemies, but they don't have to return that friendship for me to be happy. God wants us to focus on the flowers, not the weeds. No two people see everything the same, but we can focus on the good and not be critical of where we're different. Number six, things that are of good report. Well spoken of, reputable. God wants us to only be thinking about those things that and those who have good reputation. Not the critics, not the gossips, not the enemies. Quit wasting your time and quit disobeying God by thinking about things you can't change. We don't need to investigate our enemies or investigate people with whom we know we disagree. You know, I don't go online and listen to preachers that I have separated from to find out what they're doing now. I don't look at their Facebook page because I don't even have Facebook. I don't listen to their sermons because I don't have time. I don't want to investigate them. I don't want to become evil in trying to tear them down. I just have chosen to put a separation there. You know, if you're going to have social media, better have it under control. You have friends on social media you probably would never spend time with in real life. Why? Get rid of all contacts with people you wouldn't spend time with. Don't think about, so well, that might not be real kind. Well, I'd rather be unkind and have a good reputation. The recipe for good thinking. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good to report, think on these things. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.